I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Monsoon rains inundate Nepal, triggering landslides and widespread flooding. Now, Nepal endures a rainy season every year, but this year's deluge looks different. Chitri with A3 tells us.
The rain was delayed this year, and people are really struggling. Farmers were planting rice, but suddenly the heavy rain poured in Nepal.
A3 is training pastors and church leaders in Kathmandu this week, but
some of them may not be able to come to the session this time because the roads are not transportation available right now.
One pastor is walking 5 hours to reach a nearby city where he hopes to catch a bus to Kathmandu. If a bus isn't available, he'll have to walk 5 hours back home. Ask God to protect Christian leaders who are trying to attend this A3 training session. And did you know smartphones are designed to be irresistible? One former Google employee says features like pull to refresh were inspired by slot machines and other casino games. Believers in the U.S. confront technology addictions with scripture at the Lighthouse. Executive Director Brandon Bauer says young people aren't the only ones who struggle. Thankfully, the Bible provides answers.
If you or someone you love is trapped in a technology addiction, why don't you reach out for help? Talk to your pastor, Google biblical counselor, find someone that can help you turn your desires away from sinful things towards Christ. That's what the Lighthouse does. Send us an email or visit our website, lhfw.org. We'd be more than happy to point you in those directions.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.